Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Dade County has taken the first step towards securing a new ambulance service provider. County commissioners have reviewed bids for EMS coverage and selected the lowest proposal, $595,000, from Puckett EMS. Current provider Memorial EMS also submitted a bid along with other companies. Officials say the next step will be to finalize a potential contract with Puckett, which will then come back before the commission for final approval. Memorial EMS is under current contract to provide service in the county through February of 2027. Leaders say the process is a part of ongoing efforts to ensure reliable and cost-effective emergency medical service for county residents. Recovery efforts are complete in Marion County after crews located the body of a man who had been reported missing earlier this week. According to the West Valley Fire Department, the man was last seen on Tuesday near Bolt Farms. A search began on Wednesday but was paused after dark before resuming at sunrise yesterday. Officials say crews located the man's body shortly after the search resumed in an area near a cliff. A specialized cliff rescue team from Chattanooga was called in to assist with recovery. Authorities have not released the man's identity, and it remains unclear how he died. The incident is under investigation. Some Blue Cross Blue Shield customers in our area could soon be receiving money as part of a major nationwide settlement. Payments are now being distributed following a long-running lawsuit that accused Blue Cross Blue Shield companies of limiting competition and driving up insurance costs. The company denies any wrongdoing but agreed to a multi-billion dollar settlement. To qualify, individuals must have had a Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance plan between 2008 and 2020 and filed a claim before the deadline. Officials say the amount each person receives will vary depending on factors like how long they were covered and how much they paid in premiums. If you've already filed a claim, no further action is needed. Payments are being issued either by check or direct deposit based on what was selected during the claims process. This settlement is considered one of the largest involving health insurance companies in U.S. history. A free community shred event is coming up this weekend in Dade County. Bank of Dade will host a community shred day coming up tomorrow, Saturday the 9th, from 9 a.m. until noon at their location on North Main Street. The event gives residents a chance to safely dispose of confidential documents and help protect against identity theft. Organizers say each person may also bring one computer hard drive to be destroyed. The shred day is being held in partnership with River City Shredding and is open to the public at no cost. If you'd like more information, you can contact Bank of Dade's main office. It's a big weekend for the Braves as they kick off a series on the West Coast tonight against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Airtime tonight, 8:55, with that first pitch at 10:10. Tomorrow night, 7:55, and on Sunday afternoon at 2:55, game set here on the area's home of the Braves for 30 years, KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.